Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
God damn it. When that music strikes up like that, you know it's that time of the week, don't you? It's time for Dirty Delco's Picks. Golf Picks? Is that where we're...
I think it's Ross Patterson's.
I think that's we're changing it, right? To Ross Patterson's now? I was second last week. I won back-to-back weeks, then I came in second.
Yeah, Ross Patterson's Pesky Pick.
Thank you. Yeah. Ross Patterson's Pesky Putt Picks? Or is that adding too many P's? I don't know. Either way, I feel really goddamn good. If we're going back to it,
yeah,
four tournaments this year, okay?
Yeah.
I said an Asian guy would win that Hawaiian.
Man, got to give you credit for that.
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bless
course.
You. Bless you. Then I go back-to-back, and I had two winners back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Last week, I had Max Homa, who was winning the whole goddamn tournament up until the last three holes.
No, like I think 14's where it went south.
Was it?
I mean,
was it the Daytona 500?
The putt on, I believe, 16, the par 3, where Rom just drills, I think, like a 60-footer.
Tell the audience, because I was at the Daytona 500, so full disclosure, I did not get to see the final round.
Yeah.
So how did he come back? Because I was scrolling through my phone just checking the scores, but I didn't see any footage of it, and I'm just watching Rom just destroy the leaderboard.
Oh, wait, no. So it was I think it was 14. He drills, like, Rom drills a 60-foot putt off the green for birdie.
Okay.
And then 16, which is another par 3,
uh-huh,
puts it within like a foot.
Okay.
So, I mean, Rom went out and took it.
He did. And so, look, I'm struggling with this right now, okay? Because you know I love Scottie Scheffler, and I always go Scottie Scheffler as a safety. I'm hooked on the Netflix thing. I'm all in. It's a blast.
Yeah.
We can talk about it here in a second.
How far are you?
Four. I'm four in.
Okay.
So
which one is that? So you've seen Ian Poulter, I guess?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it's great. Very, very great. Brooks Koepka is completely his girlfriend who ruined his whole life.
That marriage is not longed for this world.
My wife and I looked at each other when we watched it and we were like, wait a minute. So he started sucking the second he got together with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I only date winners. And you're like, oh my God, no wonder he took the fucking live money.
Makes sense now.
Yes.
Makes a lot more sense.
After watching it, no lie, I was like, oh my God, we just saw what happened. Ian Poulter, same thing. I was like, hey, you're 46 years old.
Also, yeah, Brooks breaking down after he won a LIV golf tournament and crying. That makes a lot more sense too.
It does. It's a great show. I love it. I'm all in. But with that, Scottie Scheffler I like. Just because he's kind of weird.
He's an airhead.
I know.
I mean, the show, he's essentially a golden retriever.
Yeah, dude. And I don't mind that.
Which, you know, very Dustin Johnson-like.
Yes.
Yes.
And I like Dustin Johnson as well. I don't like Jon Rahm. And I know, you and I don't like favorites anyways.
I like Rahm. I like Rahm a lot as a person.
I like Rahm.
Maybe not as a golfer. His golf game doesn't really do much to me because, like, it's very robotic. I mean, he's got that short little...
Mm-hmm.
Backswing.
It's real weird.
It's very efficient.
But it's hard to look at.
I like him... off the course, I guess, more than on the course.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he is like a well-thought-out, articulate dude who learned English from rap songs, which is awesome.
Well, if they would show more of that, maybe, but there's just a weird look to him that I don't know. I can't get into it.
He's just too out of shape for you?
It's the whole thing is weird to me. The rest of the guys I get where I'm like, all right, cool, let's do the thing, and this is great.
Okay.
Him I can't get behind. So it's hard for me, but I can recognize that he's the greatest golfer in the world. He's won 5 out of his last 9. And
overseas in the U.S., yeah.
Correct. And this is the guy last year. If you remember last year's shows, every fucking tournament.
You were like, why is he favored? It's like, because he's the best golfer in the world.
But he never won.
But he didn't figure it out.
And now he's figured it out.
Statistically, though, he was the best golfer in the world. You go to like Data Golf and everything. It's just like, he should win more than he is right now. And it was just a matter of time.
It's just odd to me that, like, we made a running joke of it last year. Like, oh, Jon Rahm's a favorite. And they never won, so I never bet on him. Now, he's starting to fuck up my picks, and now I'm pissed off about it.
And you so can't take him. He's going to be like every tournament he's going to be in. He's going to be like 3-1, 4-1.
Yes.
That's not a golf pick, man.
It's not a golf pick. And it doesn't that's why I like this, is because it feels like a fun lottery pick. I don't even care if it's like, just go past like 10-1.
Yeah.
I'm fine with 10-1 pass. That feels like a fun like horse race.
10x your money, I'm fine with,
yes.
Right? But like 4, it's not really getting my juices going.
Me neither.
You know?
Me neither.
And my whole strategy is like, wait till John Rahm, you know, maybe falls back a few in the first or second round. But he keeps starting out so fast too.
No.
Like he's second or third after the first round. You get no value.
And even Sunday morning when I woke up, because I went hard the night before, when I woke up and I looked at my phone and I saw that, you know, Homa was still winning and I saw how far Rahm was down, I go, I think Rahm's going to win this. And I was like, shit, dude, he's going to fuck up the day. Did you live line that at all in my bookie?
I did. I went with Max Homa just to like, in case you won again, I would at least get a little joy out of it. You know, if you went back to back to back,
I
needed a hedge. So, you know, it's very dreary, some very bleak days ahead.
For you?
For me right now.
Yeah.
However, this tournament is very, it's very similar to my life right now, which is bleak. Because you look at the field.
Oh, this is.
The Honda Classic.
Empty.
You know,
empty.
It's their last year as a sponsor because they keep getting boned in the schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the elevated events, you had back-to-back, you had Waste Management, then you had Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody shows up to those fields. They play those tournaments.
Champions.
Not going to show up to Honda. This is the week off.
This is their bye week, essentially, for the golfers. So
but
you're not
going
to know many of these people here.
Well, you are going to know the favorite because he's the Iron Man.
Not,
he's the guy that shows up. It's Sung Jae Im. He plays every week. No. Shane Lowry, too. He's kind of been doing the same thing. He's been playing like 5 or 6 straight weeks. So those are the two favorites. We're not going to touch that, though.
I'm not touching that. No. I'm not touching either of those guys. But the odds we are going to touch, though, are all on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. All the odds we read today will be from mybookie.com, and you can bet with us or against us. I mean, shit, even if you look at last weekend, yes, I was in second for Max Homa, but I picked the Daytona 500, and we all got paid on that as well. Sign up for Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. Every single bet slip for all this shit goes in there. And then you can fact check it on the day and bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit.
Now, last week, we actually got a rare win because of the top Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
And by win, I mean we pushed. Because
yeah.
Shane Lowry was the top Irishman with Seamus Power. So you get your money back. Shouts to that. Cool. We'll take it at this point. This week, though, PGA National. A lot of guys don't want to play this course anyway because it's just a kick to the dick.
Yeah.
It's a very hard course. There's water everywhere. It's not fun.
No.
No. No. So you're going to see, usually guys that play well here, pure iron game. The driver doesn't really matter here somehow because water's everywhere. So I don't know. I looked at it. I'm going with ball strikers only. And we're going with a guy who's playing really hot right now. Canadian.
Okay.
Canadian man.
All right.
His name's Adam Svensson.
Okay.
28-1.
28-1.
100 bucks there. Then we're going with just pure ability, raw talent that has yet to be realized.
Mm-hmm.
Will Gordon.
Okay.
Put that name in your head for the future.
I will.
He's going to be a stud.
Okay.
He's 50-1 right now.
All
right. This is a tournament where he could break out. Will Gordon, 100 bucks there. And then, you know, just in case like a random kind of long shot hits this week, we're going Callum Tarran, the Englishman.
Okay.
100-1.
I don't know who that person is. Is he alive?
He is alive.
Okay, and he's in this tournament.
He's in this tournament. $50
All right.
to win $5,000.
So I do want to say this for because I'm studying every fucking week. And I told you, just give me some time. I'll get back into it. I used to watch golf religiously. And I'll be at the top here, which I am this year so far. I'm up 2-0 over you, although I would give that Asian one to me, but whatever. This is a tournament where 6 of the last 10 have been over 80-1. So, like, if you're looking for a long shot tournament, it's this, simply because of what you said at the top.
Our boy Sepp Straka won last year.
Yeah, dude, Straka's these beats. And, like, this is one of those tournaments that everybody skips now. And so you got all these weird fucking people in here, and it's anybody's ball game. It's a hard one for me. I hate Sung Jae Im.
Yeah.
He fucking boned me last year.
But I mean, this could also be a tournament where you're going to take one of the rookies that's breaking out, maybe like a Nick Hardy as well. That would be a good pick.
Nick Hardy would be?
Okay. Like, that's not an official pick, but I will just throw it out there. Nick Hardy, good pick.
All right. Here's who I'm going to go with this week. There's a guy that I used to bet on last year who's in this field, because it's hard to find some recognizable names in this field. I'm going to be real with you here.
Okay.
I'm not as deep as you are, so I don't know.
You're not deep in the game with Will Gordon?
I don't even know who the fuck that is, bro.
Kind of sounds like a superhero name,
sure,
right?
Sure does. Yeah. Sure does. But by day. Like, that's his by day name, and then he's something else at night. Yeah. He's Bushman or whatever the fuck he is, right?
Of course, Bushman.
Yeah. Everybody knows Bushman, you know? He just goes out and he kills people in the jungle who are committing crimes. A lot of crimes
out in the jungles.
Joel, what are you laughing at? There's so many crimes in the jungles.
I mean, the cartels.
A lot of crimes in the jungles, dude.
The tribes.
Look it up. I'm going to go with Denny McCarthy. I bet on him, I think, two or three times last year.
I looked at the list of names that were playing this week. I'm like, he's going to go with Denny.
Yes.
I knew you were going with Denny.
28-1 for Denny. I picked him, I think, two or three times last year. I don't know that many people
in the mix.
This field.
He's been playing really good golf.
I'm going to pick another guy who I just saw at Phoenix. It was right in front of me, and I took maybe.
Oh, no.
Matt Kuchar.
You're going with Kuch?
I'm going to go with Kuchar.
Oh, all right.
He was right in front of me, and were you there, or did you see it later, the video I took of him?
I had gone to get drinks.
Okay, so yeah. It was one of the craziest shots ever, because it hit our suite and then bounced off the thing, and then he just drills it maybe 8 feet from the pin, and I was like, who the fuck? Oh, that's Matt Kuchar. Let's go.
Okay.
And that's simply because he's one of the few names I recognize as well. And then last one, this was a guy I picked last year. Never showed up for me. I picked him twice, and then I kind of gave up for him for the year. Johnny Vegas is who I'm going to go with. One of these fuckers has to win, and since there is no famous people in this field besides Sung Jae Im, and we're not going with him, I'm going to go with him, and I'm going to take him for the first round leader as well.
Okay.
Because he was leading after the first round last year. So
yeah, he does that a lot.
I looked at, but at least at this course. So.
Right. But also, major upset, he's not at LIV yet. Johnny Vegas and some of the South American guys, I'm surprised they're still on tour.
Same. Is there more coming? I think, Mito Pereira just jumps, right?
Yeah, so actually, first LIV event is this week, and we have bonus picks.
Are you going LIV?
We're going LIV picks.
Do they have LIV picks on here?
Yeah. Throw them up.
Fuck you. Let's go. I didn't know.
I'll give you my LIV picks.
Go ahead. So is this on CW then?
The CW app. I think you got to download it and give them all your information. I have no idea.
It's like, not on.
It's CW no longer on. I think it's just the app.
I know. I think CW is still on television.
Right, but yeah. I think you have to download the app to watch LIV Golf. It's such a fucking
hassle. I'll check it out, because I'm curious now. And to be fucking real, after watching the Netflix doc, now the back and forth and all that other stuff, like, I'll watch both if it's on at the same time.
I know that was like an overlying theme for the series of Full Swing, but they didn't really dive too deep into it. Like, I was kind of disappointed.
Wow.
It's like best season of golf you could have ever filmed and had a documentary series. And it was kind of it was a letdown for me.
For you. But you're a guy, though, who knows these players inside and out, including Will Gordon, who also fights crimes in the jungles at night. And so I love it, because I'm kind of getting an insider thing into it. And the people they're following, I knew at least, and I bet on over the years. So I personally enjoy it. But I do want to point out something I said last year that maybe you can thank me or maybe you can't. But I said LIV was going to be good for this reason of, you're shaking out some of the guys that could win and pick off some of these bets every week. And now you're developing real stars on the PGA Tour again. Whereas last year and kind of maybe the 2 or 3 years previous, there's a bunch of randos who kept winning week after week. I think it's actually better for the PGA.
Big names to win, yeah.
If you have like a John Rahm, I'm pissed off as a bettor.
That's the whole idea of the elevated events and like, the stars of the sport getting together more often is so, you know, they actually win more and they win more money and they get all these major purses, because the guy that's 124 or 125, he's not selling tickets. He's not getting you in to watch on TV.
Yeah.
It's Rory. It's Rahm. It's like, I mean, it's fucking Max now, who's an absolute, you know, he's a stud.
He's great. And the other thing too, and I don't know if you caught it, what Phil Mickelson said about it was, He goes, people are shitting on me for doing this, but he goes, I'm actually changing the PGA and the sport for the better. Now, I know he's doing it for himself. I know he's gambled his way into that debt, but there is no denying that what Liv did forced the PGA to up these purses, up the antes. They just added another event today. Did you see that? Where they're going
to
have...
You had to adjust, right? So in order to survive, you had to accommodate...
But I
your
like
stars,
it because PGA players are getting paid more, and we're seeing more superstars show up to these events, minus this one. But
here's the thing:
I enjoy that week after week.
They're overinflating the market. Like, golfers honestly shouldn't be paid this much because not that many people watch the sport.
Yeah, what are the ratings like?
Yeah, they're fine, but like, it's not. I mean, even Full Swing, I want to see the numbers for that. I know Netflix never releases it, but like, these aren't like overly interesting people. Most golfers are just kind of boring, and their game is what is interesting about it. So Liv Golf, you know, just kind of disrupted the market. I think they're pretty, like, it doesn't get my juices flowing, so I have to gamble on it in order to maybe watch it. I don't know. I probably won't even watch this.
But if you see what they're doing for it, I don't know that you saw that they focus on the Phoenix Open in 16.
Yeah,
like, I mean, there's a lot of shots of waste management in that series.
Oh, wait till you get to the Damon episode. Yeah,
yeah, it makes it. I did, and it's great. Where he rips his shirt off all that stuff. Like, it's great, and it's in like maybe three of the episodes where they keep going back to waste management to make it look like golf is a party. Mm-hmm. And that's truthfully what I wish every single tournament was like, because it was a blast and it can be a blast. And I don't think the players were affected by it just by watching the Netflix doc. So why not just have every course like that and turn it into a party?
The series, too, a lot of them are obviously camera presence on, like the Spieth and Justin Thomas episode. It's a very...
I liked it.
It's not like it's candid shit, right? Like, it's like, oh, no, here's the camera, here's the boom mic, here, let's force a joke in and like...
But they're gambling on a plane, playing cards. I mean, those guys are gambling every single second of the day. So
yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Let's get the live picks then.
All right, I'll give you my live picks. So we're at Mayakoba, which was an old PGA Tour venue.
Okay.
It's in Mexico.
Mexico, there you go. Pronunciation.
Yeah, and we're going to go, my first pick is going to be a Mexican. It's going to be a man that finished second last year in the PGA Tour at this very course.
Okay.
Carlos Ortiz.
Ooh.
34-1.
Shit.
$100. These are smaller fields, obviously. Sebastian Munoz, 54-1 on mybookie.com, $100 there. And then Danny Lee, who was a late withdrawal from the current PGA Tour event this week at Honda and is now playing at Mayakoba. He's 64-1, put a $50 there. So total $500 spread across Liv and Honda. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully I hit something. We'll see.
This used to be a PGA event, you said?
The course. They used to play at Mayakoba, yeah.
Okay.
I think Victor Hovland won last year.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm here now, and I'll give it a shot. Let's fuck shit up here. Give me Cam Smith and Abraham Answer. All right.
Boom. Yeah.
The favorites are Dustin Johnson's the favorite at 8-1.
But then Cam Smith's like 9-1.
Joaquin Neiman is at 8.5-1. Yeah. Cam Smith is at 10-1.
All right.
Or 10.5. 10.5-1. And Abraham Answer is 11.5-1. The rest of these people. Oh, the Gooch is in this shit?
Yeah, Gooch is there.
Kapka's in it? Well, Kapka, he might have to win if he wants to get married.
If he wants to keep Jenna. They are married.
Oh, they are now?
They are. They've been married,
Oh, God. Man, I feel bad for that poor fucker. He could have had anyone in the world.
Yeah.
And he chose that one. And she slid into his DMs and was just like, come on, bro.
I've never really gotten it, but...
I don't either.
I mean, he's kind of, he's a hard ass. He tries to put up a front. Like, that's why I liked him in the Netflix series, is because he used to always, like, give off this, like, I don't really try, man. Like, I don't care about golf. And then it's like, no, you really care about golf.
Oh, he cares about more than anyone in that whole goddamn series.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was... so much so that I was like, get rid of this girl. Like, dude, don't you see what's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
You were winning.
Yeah, I hope he signed the prenup.
Fucking thing, dude. And then,
hope he signed the prenup.
Oh, boy. He had to have, right?
We can only hope.
Man. And then just seeing him go back to that house, completely miserable, on the most beautiful house I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then she's out there with the fucking...
just like glass everything.
And just she's got Infinity the pool. Future bride-to-be thing. Man, it's depressing. It's depressing. But I'll go those two, and I'll throw in a third here just to do it. I'll go Kapka, since I was talking shit.
Okay.
Kapka's at 26-1.
Yeah.
So fuck
it. Well, he wants us to talk shit about Kapka. Like, he only thrives. He's very petty, right? He I imagine he thinks he's like Michael Jordan of golf.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that at all. And I'll say this, shit, now that my bookie's doing live events, let's go, dude. We can bet on two golf tournaments every week.
Well, as however many live tournaments there are, I don't even know the full schedule because like it's just very...
I think
last minute put together.
I think they're doing 12 this year is what they said. They signed the deal with
we got new CW. Team names, though, and we got team logos.
Oh, yeah. Any good or no?
Well, you know, they rebranded my Fireballs, you know? The old logo is way better.
Yeah.
And then the best name, I guess, is the Range Goats.
Hmm.
Yeah, so Team Range Goat.
Yeah, that's a hard one. That's a rough one out of the mouth.
Yeah.
Let's go range goats. Goats. Yep. Let's go range goats. RGs? Goats.
Mm-hmm.
Rangers. Let's ranger up and go do that. Yeesh.
It's a tough scene.
We'll see. I'll pop it on. If it's on CW, I'll watch it this weekend.
I'll give you an honest answer. I don't want to have to download another app my data.
I don't think you will. I think it's on Real CW.
Saudis.
I think it's going
to
be on right after One Tree Hill reruns. And I think we're going to have a good time with it. All right, so one more time here. Let's go your PGA odds.
So for the Honda, we got Adam Svensson, 28-1. Will Gordon, 50-1. And Callum Tarran at 100-1. And then Carlos Ortiz, Sebastian Munoz, and Danny Lee for Liv.
Okay, perfect. And I've got Johnny Vegas. Not only is a winner, but a first-round leader in that. I've also got Denny McCarthy at 28-1, and I got Matt Kuchar at 34-1, and I'm going to go Johnny Vegas, first-round leader there. Liv tournament, I'm going to go Cam Smith, Abraham Answer, and Brooks Koepka, just so he can have his wife smile one more time. That's all she wants is a winner.
One more time.
She just wants a fucking winner. When she said that statement, too, at the end, where she goes, it's weird, because when I was with him, he was winning all the time, and it was great.
I know. She has no idea how to handle him now.
It's weird, isn't it?
He's like deep in his feelings.
God damn it. Man, she only wants a winner. She's not hot enough for that bullshit.
No,
it's crazy to me.
You know,
it's crazy.
It's savage out there, though.
I know. It really is. Thanks for joining us, kids. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit. It's still Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Pick Show, by
for
the
now.
Way. For now. If I had won three in a row, though, we would have changed the name of this goddamn thing. For sure. And we would have had a nice, fun, flirty pic of me on the front of this. But
with the mustache and everything. Yeah.
We'll see what happens this week. We'll see what happens. I feel good, though. I feel like I've been pretty goddamn hot this year. So daddy's looking strong, and I'm looking to put that green jacket back on myself. We appreciate you joining us. Go to mybookie.com, bet with us or against us. This is Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.